Lloyd Morissette died earlier this week at the age of 93. Whether or not you recognize his name, you'll almost certainly recognize the television program he helped create.
Sunny day, sleeping up, clouds away.
NPR's Corey Turner has this remembrance of the man behind Sesame Street.
One morning in the mid-1960s, Lloyd Morissette found his young daughter, Sarah, sitting in front of the television. She was waiting for her show to come on, just watching the TV station identification signal. Morissette had trained as an educator and a psychologist, and he wondered, if TV is that riveting, could it possibly be used for good, to educate young children? In a 2019 interview with the public radio program On Point, Morissette said that question was on his mind.
Because too many children entered school 3 months behind and by third grade were a year behind.
Especially low-income children and children of color, who often didn't have access to high-quality preschool or even kindergarten. Morissette wondered, could TV teach? In 1966, he found himself at a dinner party and asked that same question of a TV producer there named Joan Ganz Cooney. Intrigued, she came up with a proposal for a show. And in 1968, they co-founded what would become known as Sesame Workshop. The following year, in November of 1969, Sesame Street premiered with Kermit, Big Bird, Bert, and Ernie.
Hey, Bert, you ought to take a bath. It would cheer you up. Then you wouldn't be such a grouch.
I don't need cheering up.
I can tell you don't. But everybody in the world ought to take a bath. Then they'd be happy and, hey, you out there in TV land, everybody wash!
The genius of Sesame Street, as imagined in part by Lloyd Morissette, is that all that joyfulness hides its thoughtfulness.
We had a deliberately developed curriculum designed to help children that watch the show succeed in school.
The program was designed by educators and child psychologists with a big chunk of its budget devoted not just to Muppets, but to research. Last fall, Sesame Street kicked off its 53rd season. In a statement, co-creator Joan Ganz Cooney said without Lloyd Morissette, there would be no Sesame Street. Corey Turner, NPR News.